CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website and the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 12th of May 2019. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Midland Series ARDF event in Leicestershire. Monk Apollo, SV2ASP, Silent Key, BBC explains amateur radio emergency comms. The first of the Midland Series ARDF events takes place on Saturday the 18th of May at Burbage Common, which is between Hinckley and Elshilton in Leicestershire. Map reference Sugar Papa 446953. Anyone interested should meet at the visitor centre off the B4668, which is the old A47, at 10 a.m. Suitable radio receivers will be available on loan. They'll be tuition if you'd like this, and also mentors to help you get started. The 80-metre band is being used, and there will be 5 transmitters to be located. You'll find it helpful to bring a compass with a rectangular base plate and fine-tipped spirit pen and a lightweight A4 board to which you can take the map that will be provided. Dress appropriately for a walk in the woods. The fee of £2 to cover the costs of the maps and incidentals. Sad news now, Mount Athos's best-known radio amateur Monk Apollo, SV2ASP, became Silent Key on the 5th of May after complications resulting from cancer. He was 64. Monk Apollo was essentially the lone DX voice from Mount Athos, the 20th most wanted DXCC entity, where he operated from the Orthodox monastery. An interesting item about amateur radio was broadcast on the BBC World Service this week. It dealt with the importance of amateur radio emergency communications during the recent cyclone in India. You can listen to the podcast, Digital Planet Ham Radio AIDS Cyclone Relief Effort, on the BBC site, which is bbc.co.uk/programs/W3CSY664, or simply go to bbc.co.uk. New videos have been added to the RSGB YouTube channel for anyone to view. Dan McGraw, M0WUT, presents designing an HR-WSPR transceiver, and Noel Matthews, JGTZ, talks about the Farnham Web SDR, DC to microwaves on your smartphone. Go to the RSGB website under videos for more and many other interesting talks. A BBC Earth podcast featuring Eleanor Griffin, M6NWZ, talking about her experience with an ISS link from King's High School in Warwick, was broadcast this week. Go to bbcearth.com for that, and scroll to the bottom, listen to the one called Looking Up. There are several interesting publications available on the IARU Region 1 website at iaru-r1.org. You can read the latest edition of the IARU Region 1 Monitoring System newsletter that contains detailed reports from the various national coordinators showing the various stations that have been monitored on the amateur radio bands and any action that has been taken. The IARU Region 1 VHF newsletter contains reports on the recent IARU meetings in Vienna, preparing for the next ITU conference, and has details of a 50 megs test that will take place on the 13th of June. Recently added to the syllabus 2019 updates on the RSGB website is a presentation on digital signal processing without the maths. This is aimed at tutors preparing training material. On the page you'll also find the exam specifications, details of the tutors meeting in March, and model tutorial slides on SDR and digital elements. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. There are no rallies in the diary for this weekend, the 11th and 12th of May. Dayton Hamvention takes place on the 17th and the 19th of May at the Green County Fairgrounds and Expo Centre in Dayton, Ohio. The RSGB will be represented with a bookstall and membership stand. On Sunday the 19th of May, the Dunstable Downs National Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale will be held at Stockwood Park, Luton, LU14BQ. More details on ddrcbootsale.org. To get your event into Radcom, onto GB2RS or onto the RSGB website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources, celebrating World Telecommunication and Information Society Day on the 17th of May, a special station, HJ1ITU, will be on the air throughout May from the Japanese island of Honshu, QSL via the Bureau. Tom DL7BO will be active again as XV9BO from Mui Nay in Vietnam between the 13th and 19th of May. He's operating sporadically on the HF bands SSB, CW, RITI and FT8, QSL, via Logbook of the World or DL7BO. Lance W7GJ will be active as CP1GJ from Copacabana, WWLFH53KT, Bolivia, on the 7th, between the 7th and the 16th of May. This will be a 6-meter EMED expedition. Lance urges people to gain experience with JT65A and specially review the QSO procedure. When not aimed up at the moon, he may be on SSB or FT8 or on 50.313 megs. QSL direct only to home call. See www.bigskyspaces.com for more, for planned operation schedules and other information. Members of Tynemouth ARC G0NWM are travelling to the Isle of Man of Mull, IOTA reference EU008, from Friday the 17th of May until Friday the 24th, when they'll be operating using the call sign GS0NWM. Subject to conditions, the group will be operating for up to four stations across the HF bands on SSB, CW, RITI, FT8 using Fox and Hound mode, and they hope to have a go at VHF, UHF satellite in operation. QSL is via m0urx.com. Thomas FHHPX will be active as FR stroke call sign from Réunion, which is AF016, between mid-May and early June. He'll operate SSB, FT8 and possibly some CW on 40 to 15 metres from different locations around the island. QSL logbook of the World Club logs OQRS or via home call, direct or bureau. Jacques F6HMJ will be active as Sugar Victor 8 stroke call sign from Low Island, which is EU, that's LOS, EU067, between the 14th and 28th of May. He will operate SSB and CW on 80 to 10 metres. Now the special event news. This weekend you can expect to hear special event stations take part in SOS Radio Week. Pubs and clubs on the air and mills on the air. Several of these stations are mentioned in local news this week. Cwmbran ARC will be operating from Llanrhyfen Mill in Cwmbran over the weekend for Mills on the Air. Visitors are welcome. Windmill Amateur Radio DX Group will be operating GB1WW from Wilton Windmill, Wilton near Marlborough. Members of the West Kent ARS are operating from the Nutley Windmill on Ashdown Forest today the 12th. Using GB2NW, operation will be HF and 144 megs, SSB and FM. This year's Eurovision Song Contest is being held in Tel Aviv, and to mark the occasion, 5 special event call signs will be on the air until the 18th of May. So look for 4Z64 Euro, 4Z64S, 4X64 Oscar, 4X64 November and 4X64 Golf. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as soon as possible. For free publicity on GB2RS, Radcom and online, UK special event stations must be open to the public, and our free publicity can help you. Now for contest news, the UK 6-metre group Summer Marathon runs from the 4th of August. Using all modes on the 50 megs band, the exchange is just your 4-character locator. Today, the 12th of May, the 70 meg CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200. The exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Also today, the 12th, the Worked All Britain 40-meter phone contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC using SSB only. The exchange is signal report, serial number and WAB area. On Monday, the 80-metre club championship takes place 1900 to 2030 UTC using SSB only. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC FM only, and immediately followed by the all mode 432 UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for both contests is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the 144 megs May contest runs 1400 UTC on the 18th to 1400 UTC on the 19th using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Sunday the 19th, 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And next Sunday the 19th, the UK microwave group high band contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC using all modes on the 24 to 76 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYAG3YLANG4DDK, Sunspot Group 2740 has now returned and is emitting a lot of radio noise. SolarWeather.com reports large bursts have been recorded on 20 and 25 megs. The bursts sound like waves breaking on the shore and are caused by beams of electrons accelerated by explosions in the sunspot's magnetic canopy. As the electrons slice through the sun's atmosphere, they generate a ripple of plasma waves and radio emissions detectable on Earth. Last week saw slightly better HF conditions. Andy, M0NKR, reports working knobby GFW5JG on 20 metres on Wallace and Fortuna Islands. Jim G3YLA also reports working James K6AR just north of San Diego in California at 1400 Zulu, also on 20 metres. Spratty Key has been growing this week. Beacon signals were logged on 10 metres from Poland on Wednesday and Spain and Italy on Thursday. 10-metre beacons on 28.160 and 28.325 megs are a very good guide to propagation, especially as many of them run less than 5 watts. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be 76, thanks to the two sunspot groups now visible on the solar disk. A weak, slow revolving coronal mass ejection observed on Tuesday the 7th of May is predicted to deliver a glancing blow to our geomagnetic field this weekend. Otherwise, geomagnetic conditions will be settled with a maximum K index of 2 next week, although more coronal mass ejections from sunspot groups 2740 and 2741 are a strong possibility. This could lead to an elevated K index and poorer HF conditions in the short term. Daytime critical frequencies remain into the 4 to 5 megs range, with the maximum usable frequency over 3,000 kilometres occasionally exceeding 18 megs. The nighttime critical frequency is mostly now staying above 3.5 megs, which means 80 metres could remain open to NVIS signals around the UK throughout the night. Now VHF and up in an unsettled end to the week with further showers for many areas, so there is some scope for rain scatter on the microwave band. Some of the showers could be heavy with a chance of hail and thunder, so watch out for rain static. The big change will come after the weekend when the pressure builds quickly to produce a large area of high pressure over the country and improved weather all round. It also means a good chance of tropo and possibly checking out those solar panels for your off-the-grid portable setup. Sporadiki has now been showing its hand during the last week, and there should be a reasonable chance of jet streams in good locations for further Sporadiki in the coming week. Use the propquest.co.uk website to see the daily updates. Starting this weekend, there will be a jet stream over the Pyrenees that translates east to the Alps. This means we could start off with paths to EA and CT. Gradually move to Italy and IS0 in the central Mediterranean. The Eta Aquarid meteor shower has now peaked, although there are still meteors associated with the shower up to about the 24th of May, so expect to hear some pings throughout the week. We now enter a bit of a lull in shower activity until the July Delta Aquarids. Full moon occurs next Sunday, the 19th of May. This is a low declination full moon, meaning the moon reaches full illumination at its lowest point in the sky of this lunar cycle. This period should be more favourable for stations without antenna elevation, although the low declination often means more terrestrial obstruction for the antenna view of the moon, path loss will increase throughout the week, as will libration, the moon's apparent wobble that lets you see up to 59% of its surface. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's also all from me. Until next week.